find their family through gangs. And my friend Bo taped 17 minutes of nonstop gunfire at midnight on New Year's Eve. That's the kind of crap that keeps people from wanting to locate here. Tracy, can you hold for just a couple of minutes for me?
Sure.
Okay, don't go away. We'll come right back to you. We got traffic and Fox News, and then we're back. Brett McDonald in the house, 272-9228.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I-85 northbound at Ann Street. We have a four-car accident there. They've got everything into the extreme left-hand lane. Traffic is moving better by the accident right now, but the left lane is blocked. You're going to need to be in the center and right lane to get by. Traffic has been backed up to the I-65-85 merge, and we also have traffic backing up onto 65 north and southbound. It is moving now, and you're going to be moving in just a few minutes if you're way back in the pack, but just be patient, all right? East Boulevard at Vaughn Road. We had an accident there earlier. We believe that one is now out of the way. 4400 block of the Selma Highway. That's out in front of the airport. We got a vehicle fire. Watch out for emergency vehicles headed there. Got a lot of congestion around the city and a lot of cars on the road right now. Please be patient, drive carefully, and buckle up. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Steve Rappaport. Trump administration officials briefing key lawmakers known as the Gang of Eight on the airstrike that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani.
Justification for the strike against Soleimani, according to the president and other U.S. officials, is not only because of what he was planning in the future, but what he has done in the past.
Fox's John Roberts at the White House. Democrats argue the president should have notified Congress first.
Let me remind everybody, I've been in the Gang of Eight during the Obama years. When Osama bin Laden was taken out, I was not told in advance.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The Justice Department recommending a sentence of up to 6 months in jail for Michael Flynn. The president's former national security advisor pled guilty to lying to the FBI in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Sentencing is scheduled for January 28th. America is listening to Fox News.
And what they didn't tell you is that they were not recommending jail time, but they are now, because Flynn hired counsel that has exposed abuses by the DOJ. This is a bad, bad story. Mr. Barr, you need to make sure that we have one standard of justice for everybody in this country, because right now, we're not there yet. You got the admitted liar, McCabe, from the FBI. Nobody's touched the guy. He's committed perjury. And we already know about the long lines of the coughing crook and everything else. Come on, man. We're waiting and we're getting really impatient. So now, Barr's own lawyers, he runs the DOJ, are now asking for jail time in the Flynn case instead of having the charges dismissed. It's sickening and it's scary. That said, here's Tracy and Brett McDonald and Rosie and me on your Tuesday afternoon. Hi, Tracy. Thank you for your patience.
Hi. So I was just going to comment about the occupational tax.
Yeah, sure.
So Tuskegee charges 3% for occupational tax, and their sales tax is 11.5%. So, wow. And they have, yeah, it's really crazy. And it does make a big difference in your check, you know, and they're, a lot of the population is moving out of the area because it's so expensive to live there. And they have a lot of the same issues, you know, that Montgomery does.
Yes.
Which is just what Brent said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's stunning. I know Chicago, when I last lived, I was a while back, 25 years ago, the sales tax was about 6 and something. And then last year I read it's 10.75%. So Tuskegee has an even higher sales tax than Chicago. Does Tuskegee have a subway or something that we haven't heard about yet? That they're building?
Well, this is what happens, you know, when you're trying to protect a city and its infrastructure, like I said. I mean, you know, you do the shortest, quickest way to bring in revenue. But if you don't come up with a really good long-term plan on how to increase the top line through economic activity and recruitment of business, it dies. It just, it does, because the tax base you have eventually just goes away. I mean, that's what happens in a free market system. It just simply does. So
there's cities all over the country are doing stupid things. Like in Portland, they have so overregulated the housing industry that builders aren't building, even though the population is exploding and there's like a 34,000 shortfall for available houses for people that have moved into that area. They can't build them because the left has so strangled the building community with regulations that nothing's getting done. So it's not just a matter of let's pick your pockets some more here in Montgomery or Tuskegee, but you've got, you know, it seems like cities that are run by Democrats are just screwed.
And I'll tell you.
Thank you, Tracy.
I'll tell you who it hurts the most. The single moms, the...
Hang on a sec. Okay.
Seniors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people on fixed incomes.
You know?
If a dollar is worth a dollar because we believe it's worth a dollar, then isn't the value of a city as we perceive it? And I live here. I made it my policy to live in the city of Montgomery. If I'm going to be a talk show host here and I'm going to criticize it, the idea of, you know, living outside the city and then, hey, you people down there, you don't know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. By the way, thanks for the nice job and the sponsors that support the show. And I'm going back to my house in the woods. Couldn't do that. And I don't want to do that. But they have to do so. Reputations matter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be true in your business. Our reputation with the rest of the world. Certainly when we were perceived as being weak, we got exploited. I mean, look at all the deals that Trump has... redone, NAFTA. We have the, phase one of the China trade. The reputation being, you're not going to bend America over again because Donald Trump is running the show. East of the Rockies, you're on with Brad McDonald.
Hey, listen, I've got a quick question about the occupational tax, Brent. Could we do on a municipal level what the president has done on a national and international level, and make Montgomery a business-friendly place that would invite people in? I mean, for heaven's sakes, if you drop your taxes, it seems like that would encourage growth. It worked for Reagan.
No, I think you're exactly right. Now, certainly you want to be – there's a bridge. There's a bridge you need to cross over, right, because you do have certain revenues and operating expenses to run the city. So if you drop tax rates, you better be prepared to tighten the belt and cross over. That's why I think it's more important to be very strategic and tactical in your thinking and in the vision you want to create. You reach out to individual businesses, companies, people who have access to these types of companies, and you're looking for companies who have incredible technologies, innovation, a tremendous R&D budgets. That can train our young people for the technologies of the future, and I think that's kind of the story that we could tell. It would require a wholesale change in education. You know, I'm not sure that anyone's going to be for that, but to me, it would be, it's a powerful story if you can attract a dozen or more really incredible companies that are willing to invest in our schools, put money in our schools, that would fund these programs in our schools to shore up the budget for Montgomery Public Schools so that these kids could then choose, almost like they're in college, a pathway. And now, of course, they don't have to do it. They could go the old track and go to a four-year college. But this is a way they could get trained in something that's pretty powerful, pretty strong, could be a career for them. And I think that's a win-win. I really do. And so, but in order to do that, to your point, you have to cut strategic deals with these companies where they can operate under certain tax rates and in a certain tax environment that's a specially contracted deal with them to incentivize them to locate here.
East, appreciate the call. Thanks. Biloxi Gambler, you're on with Brent McDonald.
Yes, of course, Montgomery has to provide the police, the fire, and the roads for all the people living out of town that work in the city of Montgomery. But these are captured people. They can't move. I disagree with that. Most of them, Montgomery, you've got a lot of state employees. With state employees, you've got restaurants. Well, you can move your restaurant 50 miles out of town if you want to, but the state employees and the other employees aren't going to eat there. That's part of an economy. The gas stations. Well, the gas station's not going to do you any good if you move it out of town. I'm saying that a lot of that's already captured in Montgomery because of that. People say, well, they spend money in Montgomery. Well, obviously they don't. East Elm Mall is almost closed. Montgomery Mall has already closed.
Well, I think the issue behind those is the same here as it is everywhere else. They become gang hangouts, and people are afraid to go.
Well, the Hardee's is closed. The Crystal's is closed. People are doing more from Amazon online, including their groceries. I mean, that doesn't hold water. Montgomery has to do the same thing that the state has done, where if you get an electric car, a hybrid car, you're not going to buy as much gas, so we can't get as much gas tax from you. So we raise the price of registration and titling for an electric or a hybrid car. But that's all Montgomery's doing, and 1% is too low.
The insanity of that is, how are they making the electricity to power the battery-operated car?
Oh, I didn't say it made sense. We're talking about government.
Yeah, okay. Just wanted to make sure I was following your line of thinking.
If we're talking about government, it's all crazy. But, yeah, the occupational tax, they're going to start, I guess y'all are talking about 1%. It'll be 10% before you know. Well, whatever Auburn and Birmingham are doing, what are they doing? 3%, I think.
I don't know.
I don't know either. But anyway, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Biloxi Gambler. You brought up a hot button issue here, Mr. McDonald.
Well, I warned everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, we.
I have to believe, and this is something I hope the president will do on the federal level, the waste. I know how it works in the state. You get a budget. And if you don't spend all of it, they reduce your budget the next year. So they end up buying tons of crap they really don't need, so they don't get a shortcut the next year.
That's right.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's absolutely insane. And that's our tax dollars they're playing with.
Well, and see, a federal government is a little bit different, too, obviously, because they can run deficits. They have the power to borrow money, and they control the currency and all of those things, whereas a state can't do it. And in the Constitution, you have to have a balanced budget as well. In the state, you can't run deficits. So it's a different dynamic all the way around. But one thing about it, Montgomery is in competition with a number of cities, not only in the state, but around the country. And we really, really better change our thinking about how we're going to set things up for this next generation over the next 30 to 40 years.
1% occupational tax in Birmingham.
And what about?
Is that Birmingham? Birmingham proper? That doesn't include Pelham and Hoover and all that, right?
It just says within the city of Birmingham.
Yeah. See, Birmingham's doing that for the same reason, because Birmingham proper has had a flight of people that are all in the bedroom communities, and they're driving into Birmingham going to work. So,
well, it's, you know, if things made sense, the people that run Birmingham would say, "Why are all the people leaving our city to live somewhere else? It's crime. It's crime here. It's crime there. It's the worst kept secret in the universe. Do something about it.
And it's probably the school systems in Birmingham, too.
Well, here, I mean, that's another. I mean, how many mayors, how many school, how many damn superintendents and people do we have to see come and go at $200,000 a year who couldn't find their ass with both hands when it comes to fixing the schools? It's the same old stuff every single time. Right now, I need
other news.
Yeah. I need a CBD.
Where else did you want me to check the occupational tax?
Opelika.
Okay.
In Auburn. Well, you're doing that. I'm not really joking about the CBD products because they can help restore peace to your system. Heck, the pet CBD treats are great for separation anxiety in dogs. Also with muscle pain and so forth. And they're incredibly effective with humans. We have been using... I've been doing some acupuncture with my lower back, but I'm also using a topical CBD cream that I got at your CBD store that really helps. These products interact. They're totally legal. There's no high in any of this stuff. They interact with your system. That's what makes them so effective. If you want to know more about the science and the products that can help you with various challenges in your life, visit your CBD store at 8852 Minnie Brown Parkway, right across from the Renfro's Adams Drugs. And there you have Marissa and Laurie, who can answer all your questions. They're amazing. I mean, they know these products inside out. And they come in all different kinds of forms, from drops to tablets to oil tinctures to gummies. You name it, they have it. And they can answer all your questions. Your CBD store. Again, 8852 Minnie Brown Plaza, or call 593-0818. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 till 6, it's 518.
David Little, Tucker Pecan's in the house. New Year's underway and a big sale going on right now down at Tucker.
This is that time of the year we all love when everything at Tucker Pecan is 50 to 75% off, with the exception of the pecans and candies. But, I mean, if you need jewelry, purses, jellies, jams, anything like that, or any kind of great gift, we have it at Tucker Pecan from 50 to 75% off. And there's still a lot of great items left in the store that you can come by and pick up. And you know what? Hey, everybody's always having a birthday or just a thank you, or maybe you forgot somebody. Well, you know what? We've got your gift at Tucker Pecan, and it is 50 to 75% off. You will not find that anywhere with the selection that we have at Tucker Pecan. Corksicles, all kinds of great corksicle items, all kinds of great gifts. Anything you can imagine, we have on sale at Tucker Pecan Company.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com, or call us 262-4470, or like us on Facebook.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The city of Montgomery is exploring the idea of creating a committee to study a 1% occupational tax to bring in revenue. The committee plans to meet over the next several weeks and report its findings to the council at February 4th, 2020 regular council meeting. And the executive director of the Central Alabama Red Cross says someone stole a disaster relief trailer from the Montgomery office. Executive Director Kelly Hodges says the theft happened sometime between Friday afternoon and Monday morning. Two of the three trailers remain at the office, but if you have any information on this case, call the Montgomery Police Department. Plus, a junior at Realtown High School who has cerebral palsy and difficulty speaking has always dreamed of becoming a police officer. Today, that dream came true when Isaiah Taylor was deputized by the Tallapoosa County Sheriff's Office. He was also made an investigator with the State Bureau of Investigations. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard, or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. We are still storm-free for a couple of days, but we have all eyes on the weekend weather. For tonight, though, clear, cold, overnight low temperature ends up right around the freeze mark, right around 32 at dawn. Tomorrow, sunshine. Should be a nice day Wednesday with a high in the low to mid-60s. I think we'll be in the upper 60s Thursday, still dry. Friday, maybe low 70s, risk of some showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Friday. But for Saturday, the concern continues to grow. A severe weather situation right now, an enhanced risk, that would be like a level 3 out of 5, which is pretty significant. Threat of severe thunderstorms, damaging winds, and obviously tornadoes as well. So keep an eye on the situation. We will keep you informed, and get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
During January, we celebrate Man Watchers Week. So grab your binoculars and check this out.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. All right, buckle up and hang on. Here's what we got. A four-car accident earlier at Ann Street on I-85 northbound. The center lane and right-hand lane are open. Traffic is backed up on I-85 northbound to the 6585 interchange and on to 65 northbound as far back as Fairview Avenue and also on to 65 southbound. We have a lot of people leaving downtown on Madison Avenue to Atlanta Highway, taking Ann Street over to I-85 to beat the accident or get in front of it. That's got Ann Street slammed as well as Madison Avenue and up through Capitol Heights. We now have an accident on Court Street on I-85 southbound, and we've got congestion now from just past Ann Street on 85 southbound to the merge on 65 northbound. It is a nightmare on the interstate in downtown Montgomery this afternoon. Please use caution. Be patient. A lot of congestion around the city as well. Buckle up and drive carefully. Want a career in automotive collision repair? Trenum State now offers classes Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Call John Beckingham at Trenum State, 420-4333. The College for Real Careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions and the Vance Law Firm has answers. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
On News Talk 93.1 FM. That was a song that started us out yesterday afternoon. We got into a whole thing on songs that make you drive more aggressively.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. We had like 40 or 50 suggestions on that. Worked really well. Couple of things. A story that got our attention a little bit less than an hour ago, and it's on Fox now. Network resolves Sandman defamation suit. Not Mr. Sandman, our local mattress supplier, but Nicholas Sandman, the Covington Catholic school kid, who did nothing to provoke, but the media went with their narrative, and now CNN is the first to settle. There will be more. I mean, I can't imagine a more. Those cases are often hard to prove. Mm-hmm. But you're talking about a 16-year-old kid. There's videotape evidence he did nothing wrong. And CNN's going to settle yet another lawsuit on top of all the others they've had to pay for. And nobody's watching this network.
I know. It's unbelievable.
How do they stay in business?
Yeah. Not to mention what they've done to the kid's life.
Yeah. I mean, that's. So I hope whatever the settlement is, it's substantial. But, and you would think a settlement like that would give pause, that there would be a network directive. Hey, before we do this again and end up shelling out millions of more dollars, let's have a system in place to fact check. But they don't do it. They just don't do it. They're not interested. They are interested in promoting nothing more than a narrative. And that's pretty scary. Also today, and it's funny, I was at Lewis Lawn today. And I even screwed that up. Ginny Lewis, you like my key lime pies.
Mm-hmm.
I got to make some for you. I made a couple for Ginny and I went by. Who do you think dropped a key lime pie? It survived. It didn't look as pretty as it did, but I managed to drop it in a way where it kind of stayed intact. Doesn't look as the other one I managed to hang on to. But they have these amazing new battery-powered products. The company's called E-Go. And they're amazing. But the story that we're looking at here is about Tesla, the most valuable U.S. car company ever. What does that mean?
They're talking about the market capitalization. If you take all the shares outstanding at the current price per share, it's trading at in the open market, you come up with what's called a market capitalization, and it's pretty astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the exact number. I could get it pretty quickly, but that's what they're talking about. If you compare the market cap to that of, say, GM or Ford or whatever.
Mm-hmm. We got a phone call from Matthew, 272-9228. Brent McDonald is with us today. Matt?
Hey, about the occupational tax y'all were talking about?
Yeah.
It would be amazing if Montgomery could replicate the model of, I don't know if you've ever heard of Sandy Springs, Georgia.
No, tell us about it.
It's a town that actually contracts out every city service other than police and firefighters. And they've, ever since they've started this model, they've run surpluses, they have amazing parks, the streets are always paved, no potholes. It's just it's an interesting city to look into.
Well, don't we not generally believe that the private sector can do something far more efficiently than a government-run anything?
Oh, yeah. They never look into how they can
save. Look what happened to healthcare.
Yeah, they never look into how they can save our money. It's just how they can spend more of it.
Yeah, and when they run out of that, they want more, and we're dumb enough to give it to them. And I think this could be a straw that breaks the camel's back for people in this town. Another tax? No.
Fine. Yeah, you should look into that town.
I will. Sandy Springs, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll check it out. Now, of course, I'm sure we're a larger town, although our population is shrinking.
I know.
I think we've dropped 5 or 6 market ranks nationally since I came here. And that's when you were referring to the tax base leaving.
I saw an article, I want to say, I know it was in 2019. I can't remember the publication, but it was something like, on a per capita basis, Montgomery was the fastest shrinking city in the United States.
Swell. And what's our plan to fix that, Mayor Reed? How are we going to change that? How are we going to reverse that? we'll wait for your answer. Red Top.
Hey, good afternoon. Brent, I have a question for you. I think I asked 2 years ago, and now things have changed to where the things used to be able to give an answer to it. Brexit has now been confirmed, and I think it was a couple years ago I asked you what was going to happen with the euro. And my question is, does England go back to the pound? Nobody's talking about anything but, you know, salami and the impeachment. But Europe is really in the midst of a change, and there's rumor that more countries are going to leave. So what is the status of the British economy, and what changes do you see coming about?
Okay, well, so great question. First of all, so the United Kingdom was always a member of the European Union. However, one unique thing about their relationship was they never got rid of the pound, and they never embraced the euro as a common currency in their country. So they've been using the pound all along. It's just that they were bound to trade constraints, trade deals, immigration laws and rules,
a whole environmental
things like that, and so they couldn't function. They had to take their orders from, you know, as I say, bureaucrats Brussels. And all the in Europe, somewhere else in Europe, and so the citizenry of the United Kingdom through that referendum voted to get out of the EU. It was just that they couldn't come up with a plan that the Parliament and the Prime Minister could all agree on in terms of how they would actually exit. And now that Boris is the new Prime Minister and they've got this Parliament shift that took place a little over a month and a half ago or so, the Conservatives are in charge. They've got a plan. They're going to push it through, and they're gone. And so I just think that it means that the citizens of the UK are going to have their sovereignty back. They're going to be able to do their own trade deals. They can cut deals with whoever they want to and not be responsible for other countries except for their own.
I think the underlying issue that's pushing all this, and thank you very much for the call, Red, I appreciate it, is immigration. Yeah. Same thing that put Trump in the White House. The media will not cover it, but if you're resourceful, you can find stuff on the internet on horrible crime rates in Sweden and places where life was pretty serene until they allowed these unassimilating migrants to come in and make their own rules. And it's destroying. I mean, again, this is something the media will not tell you, not the mainstream media. But if you do a little homework, Sweden, Amsterdam's become terrible. Look at Paris. Yeah, the Eiffel Tower still stands, but you've got places in there you can't go. No-go zones. That does not do much for a city.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is not just Brexit, but as Red Top mentioned, I think you're going to see Italy and other countries. Germany's going to be the last holdout, but they're not going to go anywhere until they get rid of Angela Merkel.
Mm-hmm.
5:35 is the time. Brant McDonald, 272-9228. Any question about money is on the table. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing can save you money. That's a lesson I learned. In fact, I pulled up my APL history yesterday, Alabama Power and Light. It's not a proud history, especially when you look in the middle 3 months of last year, watching my electric bills go from the upper ones to well over $500. And I stupidly, even though I'm a Clark's Club member, it didn't occur to me that, hey, it might be the AC unit that's draining extra power. The bill will come down. We'll just be more careful, make sure the doors are closed, etc. And then the next month, it was even worse. One more month. Had to put myself through one more horrible billing cycle. Then I called 277-2125. Clark's had one of their techs out immediately and found that my AC unit was running, check this out, 10% efficiency. That's why the bill was so high. Why? Grass clippings in the unit. Never occurred to me that could be an issue. So they cleaned that out, cleaned the interior unit out, and the electric bill over the next two cycles went down $340. Could have saved a lot more than that if I had just called Clark's a little sooner. So partner up with them. Make sure your system's running efficiently and the best in the business. are guaranteeing the comfort of you and your family. And if something does go wrong, you're a guaranteed urgent care service. 277-2125 for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people. Call Clark's or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. The accident at Ann Street on I-85 northbound is out of the way. Traffic is picking back up to speed. We have got a lot of congestion that's got to work its way out. We are seeing 85 northbound moving a lot better. If you're still on 65 north trying to merge to 85 or 65 southbound trying to merge to 85, you're going to get there because the cork is out of the bottle. Let's put it like that. We are seeing a backup now on 85 southbound up to the merge. We had an accident earlier at Court Street, but for some reason we're seeing a big backup now on 85 southbound. Use caution heading up to the merge. We'll try to figure out what's going on there. We think it's just high volume of traffic, but we got folks looking at it. It has just been an awful day on the interstate, folks. I feel sorry for all of you guys out there. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll do our best to keep you updated here. Learn ballet and take classes at the Alabama River Region Ballet in the Festival Plaza Shopping Center. There is so much to do at Festival Plaza. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We've provided the Dixie difference since 1908. When you choose Dixie, you receive a team dedicated to 100% satisfaction. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
The Home Depot has a secret recipe for new kitchen appliances. Up to 30% off appliance special buys, like a stainless steel Whirlpool kitchen package for only $19.98. You get a side-by-side refrigerator, electric range, dishwasher, microwave, and for a limited time, over $1,000 off. Guess the secret's out. Save now on a Whirlpool kitchen, only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through February 26th.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The executive director of the Central Alabama Red Cross says someone stole a disaster relief trailer from the Montgomery office. Executive Director Kelly Hodges says the theft occurred sometime between Friday afternoon and Monday morning. Two of the three disaster relief trailers remain at the office, but if you have any information, call the Montgomery Police Department. Plus, a junior at Realtown High School who has cerebral palsy and difficulty speaking has always dreamed of becoming a police officer. Today, that dream came true when Isaiah Taylor was deputized by the Tallapoosa County Sheriff's Office. He was also made an investigator with the State Bureau of Investigations. And the city of Montgomery is exploring the idea of creating a committee to study a 1% occupational tax to bring in revenue. The committee plans to meet over the next several weeks, then report its findings to the council at the February 4th, 2020 regular council meeting. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
We've been talking about that proposed tax. By the way, again, how are you going to fix a city when you have people who are so low and so depraved that they'll steal a Red Cross trailer? Right from the Montgomery office of the Red Cross, Executive Director Kelly Hodges says the theft occurred sometime between Friday afternoon and Monday morning. You guys need applied security out there so you can find out who did this. And this is not far from where we're located, 5015 Woods Crossing. That's a conscienceless crime that you're stealing from people who are there to help people.
Yes.
That's just how low and depraved it gets. Here's Rich's forecast at 541.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are still storm-free for a couple of days, but we have all eyes on the weekend weather. For tonight, though, clear, cold, overnight low temperature ends up right around the freeze mark, right around 32 at dawn. Tomorrow, sunshine. Should be a nice day Wednesday with a high in the low to mid-60s. I think we'll be in the upper 60s Thursday, still dry. Friday, maybe low 70s, risk of some showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Friday. But for Saturday, the concern continues to grow. A severe weather situation right now, an enhanced risk. That would be like a level 3 out of 5, which is pretty significant. Threat of severe thunderstorms, damaging winds, and obviously tornadoes as well. So keep an eye on the situation. We will keep you informed. And get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Single gentleman that you see is getting handsy, you'd better keep a lookout. And at auditions, it is your mission to not get cornered on the casting couch. Dirtbags in Hollywood, they're gonna grab you if you're looking good. They keep on telling you that it's tradition, but now you're wishing you stayed in your old neighborhood. Try your luck, you'll probably get the part. Dirtbags in Hollywood.
Some guy named Ricky Gervais called and asked us to play that this afternoon.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a beautiful thing, what he did?
God, it was really shocking. I did not anticipate that at all.
See the look on Tom Hanks'
face?
Yeah. Wow, and we've had 31 shares and 181 reactions on that, and I only put that up a couple of hours ago. We brought up the occupational tax, the proposed occupational tax from Montgomery, and we've had a lot of response on that in just a very short period of time. Of course, they're not calling us to tell us, but they'll go to Facebook and write it up. So here's what people have to say about this idea. Dan says, because we don't pay enough taxes already. Do you ever look at your check, your basic paycheck, and see how many different times they whack you? And how much that is, and then you wonder, where's this going? And then you take the money you took home to buy things, and they want 10% on top of what you pay for the things that you buy.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, people are going to say, enough, figure it out. Look around. Businesses couldn't operate that way.
No.
They have to run efficiently. Why can't governments do the same thing? Because politicians, they make promises, and they buy votes with our tax dollars. Joey Yates says, hell no. Mike says, don't care, I retired. Let's see. Not just no, but hell no. Robert Powell says, if you do, I will do everything possible to see that you are booted out of office. No more targeting the military with more taxes. What in the hell has happened to Montgomery? Just glad I don't live there anymore. the boss put a good one up there. Cindy Ryder, by old I mean long time. She's not old, but she says amen on this one. Rennie says, that's right, just keep throwing money at it, and that is not how you solve the problem. I'm thinking that maybe a new era of discipline, some truth, is what the situation needs. And enough is enough already. Stan says, haven't you lost enough businesses? Do this and you will lose even more.
That's, see, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You do need to be careful with these kinds of things because it does start to get worse. And if you, as you start to lose more of the tax base,
you know, where you're located,
then it starts compounding. You start to really fall in on yourself.
Your firm, and I know further up Vaughan Road, but Montgomery Veterinary and all the businesses that have settled in that corridor of Vaughan Road, that's a beautiful spot. That is, that's what you want to show off in Montgomery. But stuff like this, you do, I appreciate your dedication to the town, but
you would not believe the number of people I talk to who say, and these are business owners saying they want to go to Pike Road. They're going to move their business out of Montgomery because they're so far in East Montgomery and they're just not going to deal with this.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to move to Pike Road. Some have talked about Auburn. I mean, a lot of these are clients and friends of mine. So anyway.
We'll wrap up with Brent in just a minute. I did become managerial with my real estate, meaning I don't manage it anymore. I gave it to the Goodson Group and the best realtor on the planet, Eddie Bader, to manage it. And it was so nice because today at home I got an email from the Goodson Group saying deposit made, you know, rent. I didn't have to call anybody. I didn't have to make any stops. I didn't have to say where's the money. They're managing it for me, and they're doing an incredible job. Eddie Bader is the great Yenta. You're better with Bader because he is the ultimate matchmaker. Fiddler on the Roof was on the other night, and I heard that song. Mm-hmm. And I thought of Eddie Bader because he's great at not only matching people who need to sell. Sometimes it's an urgent situation because you've been transferred and you need to make a move quickly. You want somebody who's literally on the job 24/7, and that's Eddie. He lives and breathes real estate. If you're looking to buy and you know what you want in a home, Eddie can match you with places that are available. Nobody's better. And he works his butt off to make sure that people get a good deal on the home they've entrusted him to sell or to buy the house that they've dreamed about buying and getting that with all the amenities required because Eddie knows what's available and what's in those homes. 322-0662. 322-0662 for Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. He needs your listings. He really does. That's like his blood. So give him a transfusion. 322-0662.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at ALAHomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Mr. Sandman. Happy New Year, everyone. My Millbrook store is now closed. My Montgomery stores are full of fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, bed frames, and furniture pieces at true discount prices. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great brands are available for prompt pickup or delivery. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite store for 20 years because we offer more choices, lower prices, and great customer service. Oh, yeah, and these really snazzy radio ads I do. We sell mattresses by the set, mattresses only, or foundations only, and we have quality bed frames in all sizes. We have a nice selection of bargain mattresses, a huge selection of mid-range sets, and some of the finest mattresses around under $3,000. And our headboards and beds are beautiful. No interest financing is available. We can order odd-sized mattresses. We're on the Atlanta Highway with 2 showrooms across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. The good news is the cork's out of the bottle. The accidents are all out of the way on the interstates.
So I-85 northbound is beginning to move a little bit better. We're seeing a lot less congestion on 65 trying to get onto 85 northbound. And things are picking up a bit. It's still a bit of a slow go on 85 northbound out of downtown. 65 north and south are doing okay. 85 southbound up to the merge, a little bit slow past Union Street, but it is moving as well. We've got a lot of cars that took alternate routes, so we've got still very heavy highways, Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway, a lot of congestion there. Carter Hill Road, Ann Street, Perry Hill. East Boulevard is still very, very busy, and we've got a big slowdown on I-85 northbound out near Taylor Road, but it is just a slowdown. We don't have an accident there. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center will give you a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag onto their lot. Start the new year with a new car at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's been great having Brad McDonald in the house. I just got a note from my friend Cindy, who is going to be doing a little investigative work on this occupational tax. So she knew it was one of Stephen Reed's goals. People have already a hard time making ends meet without a tax on employment. People from surrounding areas leave a lot of tax money in Montgomery already, South Montgomery, Lowndes, Crenshaw, and do their shopping at Target, Walmart, Costco, etc. Food outlet. Yay. They leave revenue in Montgomery. I've already heard they may be planning a bait and switch to get this passed, the bait being a so-called reduction in the sales tax on groceries. See, it's zero in Florida, and their overall sales tax is 6%. Where they get you in Florida is on property taxes. That was something I watched literally quadruple. But, of course, here we have, compared to Florida, ridiculously low property taxes, but we have a state income tax and Florida doesn't. You cross the border from Alabama into Florida and the price of gas goes up about 30 cents a gallon. That's all tax.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Is there such a place where you're really going to lead an almost low tax existence? It seems like every state, they conspire to get you one way or another.
That may work for you because you buy a lot of groceries. But if you don't buy a lot of groceries, it will be negative for me. 1% on my salary. I don't buy that much in the way of groceries. Mm-hmm. So, but you do. You buy a lot in groceries.
I go to food outlets, so
exactly.
I get cost plus
10. But still, you're still paying the same amount of tax on it.
It is only the 7th day of January. That means you have, by my math, 359 days left in this leap year to get with this guy that's sitting across from me, Brad McDonald. And let me ask you this, just based roughly with all the new people that have come to your office, and when they sit down and you take a look at how they're spending, what percent of take-home income does the average person waste, not even knowing where it went, that could be going into a fund or something that would prepare them for retirement?
A lot.
I'm not surprised to hear that.
No, it is. It's true. It's a lot. And I think it's very common among people to have that. You're so busy. We're all so busy. You get, a lot of people still have families, or there's just so many responsibilities, mm-hmm. and they don't have really great systems for keeping up with money, tracking, budgeting, and accounting for where the money's going, because that takes a little bit of work as well.
A budget's essential.
That's right. But when you really sit down and you start looking at where every single dollar is going, that's when...
Have you recommended to people that they do that, actually track every dollar that they spend so they know...
Yeah, we try to hit the broad categories, the real big ones. Okay, so we're looking at P&I, principal and interest on mortgages. Mm-hmm. We're looking at consumer debt and loan payments.
Right.
Then you do want to start, okay, what are your utilities every month? What are you paying on utilities? And you keep whittling away at those core things, those things that are kind of, they're not really discretionary.
Right.
You've got to pay them or you're not going to have a house.
Right.
Or
air conditioning
to live.
Or
whatever.
Other luxuries, yes.
And then you kind of get to this miscellaneous category, which is what always happens. And then that miscellaneous category is usually a pretty big number. Mm-hmm. And no one knows what that is because there's hundreds of transactions that go on in the miscellaneous. And it's the eating out. It's the whatever, whatever.
This is why we urge you to call 387-0094 and sit down with Brand and take a good look at your current financial picture. You may find a lot of opportunity in there that you're just missing. Crawdad, we have about a minute.
That's great. I just had a quick question. Your opinion on what Texas is doing as far as attracting business and people to come and spend their tax dollars and live in Texas, and why that model works so good. Why aren't we doing it if that works so good for them? Is it the demographics?
Texas is exploding.
Yeah, it is exploding. Well, it is demographics. Same thing with Florida. You know, Texas doesn't have a state income tax.
Right.
And so, and Florida doesn't either. But what they do have is something that, I mean, the lifestyle, the weather, the land, people are always, there's going to be a migration, especially in a state like Florida.
Right.
So they know that's their main source of revenue because property is, the people are, there's going to be huge demand for property in Florida.
Right.
It just is, I mean, I don't see it changing. So, but I also will say, though, that I think that a lot of these states, particularly in the area of Texas, Texas truly is one of those only states that could kind of be its own country. They have an incredible oil.
Yeah, the Republic of Texas.
Yeah, and it's...
Crawdad, I'm sorry we're out of time, but I appreciate the call.
You too, buddy.
That's a good point. Well, we always leave something on the table, don't we? Again, Brandt's number, McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, 387-0094. We'll see you soon, my friend.
Yep, absolutely.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, we're looking at a story where Iran supposedly has fired, quote, tens of missiles at an Iraqi base, but it has not become a story on the networks we've found, at least not to the extent we might expect that, but certainly something worth paying attention to.
Oil up 4%.
Oil up 4?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right, and we'll probably see that continue into tomorrow. It's 5:59. Rusty is next. Yeah, there he is. He made it. He can tell you about traffic on Carter Hill Road in just a moment. Rosie, thank you. I'll see you tomorrow morning with Rich and Jay.
Hey, okay. Have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only, minimum 75.